Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hub Arkish is on Twitter at @Hub_Arkish. Pro Football Weekly, WSCR, Shaw Media. He is all things football. He was there to ask questions of Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy and others yesterday in Bourbonnais, and he joins us now on The Score. What's happening, Hub?
Somebody has way too much time on their hands, guys.
That's Rick Camp doing his job right there and enjoying every bit of it.
Yeah, well, Camper's got to be careful about the whole context situation, but that's okay.
I found it fun yesterday to hear the discussion of the physical camp and this image of putting a callus on this team, building up the rough and tough edges on a physical football team. And it sounds to me like first-year coach, because they all come in and say the same thing.
In a lot of regards, I think that's true. I like this guy, though. I got to tell you, I like this team, this duo. They seem to fit well together. They seem to work well together. They actually, to be honest with you, the thing that struck me yesterday, I was sitting there looking at them, they looked a little tired for the first day of camp. I think it's been a whirlwind, you know, 6-7 months. They've been through a ton. They've done some really good work. They've gotten good reviews. And it was almost like it's finally settling in. You know, they've been in Bourbonnais for the whole week already. They had the rookies out there. And I think they need kind of a reset here. And so some of what we heard yesterday, they weren't some of the canned answers that we're used to hearing. And one of them was when this whole idea about the physicality of the camp came up, because A, there are restrictions that have been put in by the collective bargaining agreement. There is only so much they can do. And B, they're going to get the first starter injured, and all that live stuff's going to go away. I mean, we've seen this 100 times. So I like that Matt Nagy views it that way. I like that they're discussing that. I've always believed there should be more live action in training camp. But Dan, as you say, the reality is, you know, it's going to take a few practices. Somebody's going to get dinged up, and then they're going to go review the practice schedule.
Hub, is it just a matter of waiting on Roquan Smith? Is this fait accompli, or are there actual worries involved in the conversations between the Bears and his agency, CAA?
Nothing to worry about. This is Joey Bosa set this off when he found this debate about the fourth-year option or the fifth-year option if they don't pick it up. And now you had, I don't know if any of the others have come in, but as of yesterday, 7 of the top 10 picks were undone. And this is the first time, you know, in the last decade or so, well, not decade, since they did this CBA in 2011. Everybody I've talked to, all my sources indicate that there's nothing other than the language, that it's this whole, you know, fourth year option thing, and I don't think there's anything to worry about. If he's not at practice today, there's nothing to worry about. If this drags into the middle or end of next week, it becomes a distraction, and so you worry about that. But, I mean, you know, Roquan Smith wants to be there. They want him to be there. They'll figure this out. And the punchline is it's really all about nothing. You know, these guys, it's about if you get cut, you know, in that fourth year, should it be fully guaranteed and you should still be able to go sign with somebody else as opposed to having an offset? These guys don't get cut in the fourth year, you know, and all my sources told me that the whole Bosa thing was a stall tactic and it was about something else. But that was where these agents found this window, and it gives them something to you know, convince athletes that they're doing their job for them, and you know, that they're crossing every T and dotting every I.
Hub, something I was wondering aloud about yesterday and was hoping to ask you about today is, I understand the Bosa stuff and precedent on that fourth year for a lot of the top rookies. Do you think or get a sense at all that an expiring CBA in 3 years has anything to do with the number of rookies that we're seeing kind of quibble over the same kind of language? We saw so many free agents take three-year deals with that CBA expiring after that third year. I wonder if that's playing into this at all, or is it more of a, hey, Bosa, open Pandora's box here?
You know, Connor, I think that's a great point as we see the pending expiration of this 10-year deal starting to impact the game in different ways. And I think it absolutely impacted free agency this year. Now, this particular issue, though, it doesn't expire for 3 years. The kids have to sign contracts, the young men, I should say, have to sign contracts under the terms of this CBA. So I think in this case, it really is more about just this whole fourth year thing. I mean, I've been checking not only on Smith, but a bunch of these other guys who are out too, and I'm hearing the same thing in every one of these cities, that this is what they're all talking about.
This segment's brought to you by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. One thing I did not hear yesterday, Hub, and maybe this had been addressed before, or maybe we're just sort of getting lulled into allowing them to do this. Have they actually firmly addressed expectations for this team? Because on the one hand, it would be very easy to say, look, there are other teams in the division that are still better. On the other hand, you could be where I am and lean into the Rams comparison and say, we're making the playoffs this year. We expect to make the playoffs this year. Has anybody pinned them down on that?
No, I didn't hear those questions yesterday. I haven't heard them during all the offseason pressers. Well, I mean, I've heard it asked on occasion and not answered. I think there's almost like an unwritten understanding that with a rookie head coach, how much can you really press him? I mean, not only is it his first year with this team, it's his first year ever. And, you know, he's inheriting a team that went 14-34 over the last 3 years. So I think those are the reasons or excuses that people prefer for not pushing him on it. But, you know, justifiably, I don't know what the guy can say. I mean, he has said that his goal is to win every game. He has said our goal is to go to the playoffs and the Super Bowl. But as far as this year specifically, when asked about it on the few occasions over the last few months, I think Matt Nagy has tried to downplay it a little bit. And I think it was you guys, actually, Dan, who had him on at one point and said our playoffs a fair expectation, and he kind of indicated not really. Clearly, that's where he wants to take this team. That's where every player in that line. When you talk to the players, they're all talking about winning the division. Akeem Hicks made reference to it yesterday. So the players are pretty emphatic that they expect to be a contender this year. But I don't think anybody has really pushed Ryan Pace or Matt Nagy to take a position on that.
Speaking of players being a little emphatic, we saw Mitchell Trubisky actually give a quote yesterday. I mean, for better or worse, he's been a bit of Captain Cliche in his first year plus in the league, and yesterday he stands up for himself and lets everybody know he's Madeline Kahn and tired of being labeled this, that, or the other thing. I actually kind of liked what Trubisky had to say. I admired the backbone and the spittle that he put into it.
I like everything about this kid so far. He was better on the field than I expect him to be. And again, we're talking about the tangibles and the tools, not the results, because that's all part of what the bigger picture was. But more than that, the way he carries himself and the way we've watched him start to mature, he's still got a ways to go, but the way we've watched him start to mature over this last year, I just think there's a lot to like and nothing that's disappointed me so far. I am a little uncertain, however. Yesterday was the first time I saw, and he went out of his way to let us see it, a chip on his shoulder. And he mentioned doubters a couple times. And there was a big piece that Mitch sent around to all of us. I think it was from the Bleacher Report where a lot of the focus about it was doubters. And I can't figure out where that's coming from, because pretty much not from the day he got here. There were certainly doubts about the trade up one spot. I don't doubt it. I think it was wrong. There's a difference there. I'm taking a position. But as far as picking him, really from the day he got on the field and started playing, I think people are actually overrating him right now based on his performance on the field. So I'm not sure where he's got it in
his
head.
You've become a doubter.
Huh?
You're a doubter now.
Why? Because I think people are overrating him?
Yes, if you think already Arkush calls him overrated.
No, I said people are overrating him. I actually just got done saying I like everything about him. So I don't think he is overrated. I think people are placing him at a level that he has not attained yet, but I do think he's going to get there. And so, yeah, it's just interesting. I mean, what's happened here is he's now completed a full year of you know, life in the eye of the storm. Everywhere he goes, everybody he sees, every question he's asked, and I understand, you know, why that gets old, but in terms of responding to it, when he talks about all the doubters, I don't know who those people are. I don't hear a lot of people doubting him. I'm certainly not. And so that was interesting to me. But, you know, Connor, he's become a good interview, and he does answer questions. And actually, I think you're probably referring to the question I asked him about, are you tired of hearing the comparisons to Carson Wentz and Jared Goff? And that was one where you kind of had to be there, because I was purposely in the front row, and we had eye contact, and I was smiling at him. He knew I was setting him up. And he was smiling in his response. So it's not like, you know, I'm angry, I'm tired of the media. He's getting how to play this game, and he's handling it very well.
Yeah, I thought that read through in the quotes, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. Yeah. I admired his position on betting on himself, whether right. he wants to create doubters or, you know, because whether it's a team or a coach or a player, they're whether you're number one at the beginning of the season or not, you're going to create this outside doubt that fuels your fire, press clippings, or what have you. I don't fault any player or team for doing that. But I admired Trubisky in his willingness to step up mm-hmm. into a place where the Bears have asked him to be.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk to him more about this as camp goes on, because maybe his doubters is a bigger universe. I mean, maybe he's talking about doubters of the team, doubters of the offense. I don't know. You know, it just I noticed it in that article, and then when he came right back with it again yesterday, early and then later on in the press conference, I don't have a problem with it. It intrigues me. I think that's a part of him that we're going to get to know better over the next couple of weeks in Bourbonnais, because, you know, God knows, you got to write every day. You got to fill notebooks, and a lot of the focus is going to stay on him.
Hub, thank you.
All right, guys, take care.
That is Hub Arkish.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.